Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I...
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry.
And we're here to ensure your success. Welcome to Success Saturday. Get ready for 15 minutes of fun where we provide a little education, a little motivation, and 100% of inspiration. This is the place where you rekindle your romance with success. You know, we're talking goals here. Remember, we can do anything. We just can't do everything. Look at that crowd, Jerry.
Wowzer! You know, I kind of feel like I'm at the state fair.
Well, Jerry, you are on a stick. Funny guy,
that Tom Fish. Funny guy.
Thanks, Jerry. And you know, I didn't even have to steal that joke.
Not bad, Tom, not bad.
But today's show, Success Friend, is sponsored by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. And our show today is titled, Know Where You Want to Go. You know, this is the perfect way to end your week.
It's the perfect way to start your weekend.
Right you are, Jerry. So how about we start today's show with a lemon drop?
Sounds inspirational to me.
Today's lemon drop, I can get anywhere as long as I know where I am going.
I like that one, Chum.
Me too, Jer. I can get anywhere as long as I know where I am going. Success friends, good morning, and how is your grand obsession? Are you excited, motivated, ready to take on the world? Or does your battery need a bit of a charge? Has the world got you down? Either way, you are at the right place, and it's the right time. Ensure your success every Saturday at 11:30, right here on Club 1220 KLBB. Hey, I've got a question. Who motivates the motivator? The answer, it had better be you. Remember, if you don't do it, it don't get done.
Yeah, Tom, you know, I love those lemon drops. I listen to them every day, and I get one in my email, too.
Hey, that's a great reminder, Jerry. You know, success friends, go to www.gps4success.com and sign up for your daily lemon drops. These free daily motivators come directly into your email box. And when I'm, you know, when I'm getting beat up by the world, I read a few of these and I go from I can't to yes, I can. Thank you for that reminder, Jerry.
No problem, Tom, no problem.
You know, Jerry, we're talking that you need to know where you are going this week. Do you have any goals in your life?
Well, Tom, have you ever heard of Pinocchio?
Yeah.
Well, that's all I'm saying, Tom. That's all I'm saying.
Pinocchio. Okay, all right, Jerry. You're too much. Just too much. And, you know, we're talking about knowing where we're going. Let me introduce our producer today. He's a giant in the radio world. He's also a voiceover man and just a heck of a model American. Hello, Bobby J.
Hey, guys. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hello, Bob.
Hey.
Bob, I know you're a fan of the lemon drops. Did any stand out for you this week?
Oh, yeah. There's that one that really, really hits home. It goes something like this. I think it was like, today's dream is tomorrow's reality.
Oh, I love that one.
I love that.
That is good. Today's dream is tomorrow's reality. And you know, Bob, I'm dreaming right now about listening to you and Stan every weekday here on Club 1220 KLBB from noon to 2.
That's right. I think Jerry has even phoned in a request or two from
time. I have. It's a little bit before I get up in the morning, but you know, I'll try again and give you guys a shout.
Yes.
Hey, and success friends, remember, we're reminding you to go to gpsforsuccess.com, and it's GPS4success.com. Sign up for your free Daily Lemon Drop. Get inspired on a daily basis. Allow the inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. But, you know, let's get to our success tool of the day. Today's success tool, know where you want to go. And, Jerry, you know, let me tell everyone about my first sales manager. We all have first sales managers, right? But the strangest thing about this guy was he knew I had never been in sales, and yet he never taught me a thing about sales.
And I see you haven't learned much on your own either, have you, Tom?
Now, let's be nice, Jerry.
All right, Tom, but we'll let you tell us more after we listen to this.
All right, Jerry, we'll hear what you have to say.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
Welcome back, success friends. Hey, Jerry, can you grab those phones? Some of our success friends are trying to save money on their home and auto insurance.
I got it, Tom.
Hey, we wanted to say a quick hello to some of you who have taken our KLBB challenge. Hello to Rob and Kevin, Lisa over in Hugo, Sandy. Hey, success friends, we're waiting right now for your phone call. And success friends, I have a new challenge for you. Follow me on Snapchat at Tommy Fierst. And, you know, I'm telling you what, it's a success bonanza. And if you sign up today and just put in their Club KLBB, we're going to send you an autographed picture of me and Jerry.
Oh, it's wonderful stuff, Tom. And they can also follow us on our Lemon Drops on Instagram at Lemon Drops, the number for you.
Great job, Jerry. Hey, and you know what time it's getting to be? It's getting to be that time of the show that, oh, there it is. Many of our success friends tell us they like this part best. It's time for our success quotes. And our first success quote of the day, you know, it's from a local Twin City businessman, Harvey McKay. Harvey says, hey, when you're thirsty, it's too late to think about digging a well. I like that one, Jerry.
Me too. That's very good. That's very good. I've got one for you, Tom. And this is from one of my heroes, Yogi Berra. He says, if you don't know where you are going, you'll end up someplace else.
I like that, Jerry. That's very good. Our third quote comes from Andrew Carnegie. And he says, the first step from poverty to riches is the most difficult. It may simplify my statement, he says, if I tell you that all riches and all material things that anyone acquires through self-effort begin in the form of a clear, concise mental picture of the thing one seeks. You know, which is exactly, success friends, what our show is about today. Know where you want to go. Or to paraphrase Carnegie, all material things that anyone acquires through self-effort begin in the form of a clear, concise mental picture of the one thing one seeks. Now, let me get back to what I was talking about before our break. You know, I was talking about my first sales manager. And the strangest thing about this guy was that he knew I had never been in sales, and yet he never taught me a thing about sales. Never a trick to making a sale. Never a trick to how to close a sale. Never taught me how to cold call. All that he ever talked to me was about my goal. And back in those days, the company's goal was for their salesmen to earn $100,000 a year. And success, friends, for a kid that was making about $6,000 a year at the time, this got my attention. Now, I understand, I never, you know, it took me about 15 years to bring in that kind of income, and I wasn't working with that company when it happened. But the crazy thing was that even when I was broke, even when I wasn't making a sale, all this sales manager did to me was talk about the goal, talk about where was I going. When I couldn't close a sale that I should have closed, he never raised his voice. He would sit me down and he'd ask me about what I was going to do to reward myself when I reached my income goal. And we would talk about the cars and the house and the travel. And I remember him telling me about his plane, and I would think, man, someday. And as life has it, I didn't happen to hit my income goal when I was working with him. And, you know, things happen, you know, life comes along, things happen that we don't expect. And, you know, a fork in the road appears. We make decisions that take us in a different direction. And even though I did take a different path, that sales manager was the first person I called when I realized I had reached that long ago goal. And I remember his response to this day. He said, "Congratulations, Tom, you've made it to the minor leagues. Now, what are we going to do?" And what we did, understand, I didn't work for this person anymore, but what we did is we talked and made some new goals. And some of those goals I'm still chasing, and I will be chasing for the rest of my life, success friends. I know exactly where I'm going to go. Do you? Now, this story has a couple of pointers that I want to highlight. One, success does not come overnight. It will come because that is how the brain works, but it will take time. And you can't worry about the cracks in the road. You just got to keep looking towards the rainbow. You need to remind yourself over and over and over what you are chasing. And why I've had some semblance of success is that I was persistently persistent. I never stopped chasing a dream, even when it made no sense to keep moving forward. But hey, let's come back for a last thought right after this.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter, and I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
We're back, success friends. Hey, when I first started getting sober, I was told about the promise. I was told it might come quickly, or it usually transpires after a while, so be patient. And you know what? I was told, work on the program on a daily basis. And you know, success friends, what I've learned is that whether you are trying to earn $1 million or trying to live a sober life, whether you are trying to lose weight or just start a business, I have learned that no matter what your grand obsession is, if you have a goal and you know precisely where you want to go, you can get there. At least, success friends, that's how I see it. Until next Saturday at 11:30 a.m., goodbye, Success Saturday. Hello, success. This is Tom Fierst and Geriatrics reminding you to get inspired and stay inspired. Bye.
Bye.
I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. Gonna build me a mountain.